My name is Angie Fox. I've been a business owner since the age of 19, and I love being my own boss. Let me tell you about my co-host, Malcolm. He is infectious. You will crave his thoughts and love his voice. Now, but when we interview, if I could only get a word in edgewise, Malcolm.
Hey, Angie, it's good to be with you. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Welcome, folks, to the Enlightened Entrepreneur. It's good to be with you here. And you know, I've known Angie for quite a few years, and she is one of the smartest and strongest women I know. Classy, brilliant, hey, she even handpicked me to co-host. It ought to be a blast, guys. Let's do it, Angie. Welcome to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and we're here for another round and just diving into good information, learning, and creating these win-wins out there. It's great to have everybody with me. Again, we're going to welcome Angie Fox, my co-host, and the brilliant, as I say in the setup, what did I say, Angie? Charisma, brilliant, classy. I kind of gave you a lot of adjectives, didn't I?
You sure do, Malcolm, but you know what? I have such a great time with you and always a joy to interview these entrepreneurs who are so inspiring to our communities and to our world.
They are. I love this as well. And today we have a terrific lady, Tara Richter. Think of the Richter scale, my friends, when you got an earthquake comes in and it goes blah, 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 and everything starts shaking. That's Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you guys?
Have you ever been compared to the Richter scale, by the way?
You know, I haven't, but that's how I always tell people how to spell my last name if they're not sure. And then, of course, my first name, you know, is the Plantation and Gone with the Wind.
There you go. Yeah, well, leave it to me. So hopefully yours can shake our foundation here today. Let me tell folks a little bit about you. You're the president of Richter Publishing, and you specialize in helping business owners how to write their nonfiction stories in 4 weeks. Wow. And publish a book in order to become an expert in their industry. And when you think experts, friends, everybody knows what that means. I mean, you think of, you know, LinkedIn, you think of social media. You think of all these industries out there and being an expert in your industry. Well, that's what Tara specializes in, which we can all use, let's face it. Well, Tara, it looks like you've been featured on CNN, ABC, Daytime TV, Fox, SSN, Channel 10 News, USA Today, Beverly Hills Times, and now the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. We'll add to that list. And so we're happy to have you with us. You've got a long resume here of all kinds of things you've done. You've worked with Kevin Harrington and the ABC Shark Tank, How to Catch a Shark, and you've got all kinds of interesting things here on your resume. So thanks for taking your time today and enlightening all of us, okay? Good to have you
with
us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. So we're going to start with what we call the Enlightened Round, and I'm going to throw it over to my esteemed colleague, Angie Fox.
Tara, I'm so excited to have Girl on Fire on the Enlightened Entrepreneurs today, and I know that you're very inspiring, but I want you to inspire us with your favorite quote and why.
Yeah, so my favorite quote is, "One day it will have to be officially admitted that what we have Christian reality is an even greater illusion than the world of dreams." And that's actually by Salvador Dali. And I love that quote because to me it really says that we all create our own reality. You know, whether we want to have a life full of abundance and great friends and family, or if we want to be, you know, sad and depressed, you really get to create the life that you want to live.
It's so true. Very, very true, Tara. And we all have to know that. We have to accept responsibility for it. All of us in leadership understand that fully. What's your best morning routine, Tara?
Well, actually, every morning, as soon as I wake up, I make myself a huge cup of bulletproof coffee to get me going in the day. And I don't know if you guys have heard of that or not.
No, tell me.
So bulletproof coffee is actually, it's a cup of coffee with 1 tablespoon of grass-fed natural butter blended that I put in some cinnamon and some stevia. Blend it up to make this awesome frothy, like, powerhouse coffee, And what it does is it gets your body into fat burning mode first thing in the morning, and it feeds your brain, because, you know, our brain is made up of fat, and we need fat to think and to start moving in the morning. So I do one of those every single morning, and it gets me geared and ready to go to take on the day and write all these books.
I have never heard of this. Angie, have you heard of that?
I haven't, but you heard it here on Enlightened Entrepreneurs with Tara Richter.
There you go. I got to try it. I don't know, but could we, one morning, could we all meet, and Tara, you make some of that bulletproof coffee? That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. I do it for my employees when they're here. You need some bulletproof coffee, and I tell you what, it makes you, like, wake up and, like, hit the ground running.
I love that.
Gotta check that out. Wow. Well, Tara, I have your next question. This is going to be a very interesting one because you're a book publisher. What is one book or several books that you'd recommend and why?
You know, actually, my favorite book and what I like to even call my business Bible is Timothy Ferris's 4-Hour Work Week. Now, he published this a while ago. He actually published this way before I even had my publishing house. But if you guys are familiar with Timothy Ferris, he is just such an awesome person. And I think he's, you know, just a brainiac. And in the book, 4 Hours Work Week, he literally tells you how you can work for only 4 hours a week and make like $80,000 a year. So his tips are really to streamline and utilize, you know, processes, procedures, and any kind of resources out there so that you can work smarter and not harder.
Yeah, I've read the book as well, and I do know who you're speaking of very much, and it is an awesome book. It's a good choice. What's the one website, Tara, that everybody should know about that you use?
Well, Amazon. I mean, you gotta love Amazon. I love Amazon. I mean, all of our books are on Amazon. We have multiple Amazon bestsellers. I love their Prime feature. You know, you get, like, free 2-day shipping, you get free music, you get free streaming movies. And they just leased a huge warehouse space in Tampa that rumors are they're going to implement that 2-hour drop ship. So you can literally order something, and 2 hours later, it'll be at your front door.
Yeah, they're starting to do that in big cities all around the nation now. And they're actually using drones as well. And I guess that's a pretty good choice. And especially in your nature of business, that Amazon is probably a great choice, Angie, you know?
I would agree that, Tara, that's a great choice. And, you know, I want to ask you too, Tara, I know you love social media. What is one social media tool that you couldn't live without?
You know, I use, obviously, a lot of social media for me and my authors promoting our books, but I love, hands down, WordPress. WordPress is such an awesome utility that even a person who's not a computer programmer can utilize as a blogging platform that is search engine optimized, you know, for the Google fighters, so that you can get your blogs ranked high in Google and get people to know about you, your books, and your business.
Yeah, I never heard it put that way, but that is an excellent thing to bring out, I think, to tell people, and hopefully you're using WordPress out there or you know about it. But Tara's exactly right. Before the days of WordPress, oh, what a pain in the neck. You'd have to get HTML, you'd have to hire all these tech people and everything else. It'd be nuts. It's your last question in the Enlightened Round, Tara Richter, and this is a big one. What is your one secret ingredient that makes you a star?
Well, I would have to say it's really just show up. You know, there's so many times as an entrepreneur where you're tired and you've been up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on whatever, and then you have a meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it'd be so easy to sleep in and be like, no, I don't want to go. But ever you're feeling overwhelmed, the thing I always tell myself is I just have to show up. Even if I don't do anything, even if I don't talk to anyone, I'm like, I'm just going to show up and, you know, make an appearance. And then, of course, what happens is you get there and then you end up meeting some great people, you make some great connections. But, you know, when you're really tired and you're exhausted, all you got to remember is you just got to show up, because then you'll get the business for the person who didn't show up.
You know, there's a great article I just read about what you're talking about, Tara, in the last couple of days somewhere. I read so much it's hard to even remember which one, but I'll try to pull this out. And it really is about how to get luckier. Oh, it's the scientific research about how to get luckier in your life, you know? And one of the things, Tara, is to show up. If you're not there, you'll never know, and you'll never get lucky in your life. Isn't that crazy?
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, it's kind of like going to the gym. It's like, okay, I'll just go and walk on the treadmill. You know, I'm not going to do anything else. But then once you get there, then you get excited. You get into the moment. You kind of get over that mental hurdle. So that's the thing. You just got to show up. And that's not difficult, really. Put on your clothes, get ready, go and show up. And even if you just sit there, because I have gone to places where I'm exhausted and I just sat there. I would have someone come to me and they're like, oh, wait, aren't you the book publisher? And then they'll actually initiate a conversation with me just because I was in the room.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of cool, the whole thing that you're talking about with showing up. And I just had a thought when you talked about the treadmill. Isn't that the case in life? I'll leave you with these thoughts before we take a quick pause and go to Making Your Mark. And here's the thing. Don't look at life and every aspect of life as the treadmill. If everything in your life, including go to these events and networking and what have you, if it's like the treadmill, forget about it. You got to look at it like life is one big party. And on that point, we'll be back with Tara Richter and Angie Fox right after this quick pause, friends. We are back with the Enlightened Entrepreneurs, Malcolm Out Loud here, joining you back with Angie Fox, and I'm thrilled to have this lady. I've just met her for the first time, as you have today, here on the show, Tara Richter. I described her coming in. Again, I never met her. I read her credentials, and I described her like the Richter, like the earthquake. I figured, and so far, she's lived up to that analogy. So, Tara, thanks for being with us today and sharing all your knowledge and wealth of information, okay?
So, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So now we got through the enlightened round pretty well, and I want to get on to what we call making your mark, making your mark. And this is really conversational, free flow, to really dive into what I want people to do is learn from you and learn from the experiences, because that's what I think the best stuff in life is, when we can learn from each other. So let's start here, and Angie, if you want to start off here, let's go through it.
Yes, absolutely. Tara, I have your first question. Do you believe that entrepreneurs and leaders are born or are they made?
You know, I really think that they're born. Just, you know, knowing myself, I've been a leader and an entrepreneur since I was a young age. I started selling clothes to my girlfriends in middle school way before eBay or Plato's Closet was around. When I was 16, I used to charge girls for rides to go to school because I was the first one to turn 16, and I had a parking pass to go in the teacher's lot, so you didn't have to park across the street at 7-Eleven. So, you know, I've been having business ideas in my head ever since I can remember.
So you're sort of like the first Uber then, Tara, weren't you?
Exactly. I was an Uber when I was 16, and I didn't even, you know, didn't even know what it was. So, I mean, I just think you have this mindset that, you know, you can that you can make a business, and that, you know, you can help people through anything. You know, some people may learn it and they try, but I think the real successful ones, it's just something that's ingrained in you. Like, I know for a fact I can't sing. I will not go on American Idol. And and those people that can sing, that's great, but I really think they're born with a great vocal talent, and I know that I'm not. So I just think that we're born with certain talents. And then, you know, we can expand on them and make them better. But I don't really think you can start nowhere and then all of a sudden become an opera singer.
You know, Tara, in my life, I don't think I probably can sing either, but I've always had this weird dream, or and some people might even call it a nightmare, where I was an opera singer. So could you see Malcolm Out Loud as a vigoro, vigoro, vigoro?
Maybe.
Now that's kind of a nightmare scenario. I don't know, but I really did. I always thought, God, I missed my beat somewhere, because I love music, you know what I mean? And I love all kinds of music. I love opera as well, but I love all kinds of music. And anyways, maybe I missed my calling, Tara. You know, kind of you never know if you don't really, maybe, who knows? You know, maybe if you, maybe you're a great singer and you never even knew it. Wouldn't that be a shame if the world missed out on one of the greatest singers because they never explored that, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I think that you can, you know, as entrepreneurs, we are very multi-talented. And, you know, I love music too, and I love all different sorts of things. And, you know, I'm talented in many areas, but I really do know where I excel. And in order to be successful, you really have to focus on, I say, two or three talents at the most. You know, that's where you want to focus your energy and fine-tune and perfect. Because if you're going to try to go all over the place, you're only going to be somewhat good at like 20 things, or you could rock it at like 2 things.
Yeah, no, that's well said. Very well
Very
said.
Good advice.
I have to tell you, Tara, just because, you know, and just meeting you for the first time today, and I have a feeling, now this is just a quick feel, and I'll share it with you, share it with Angie and our audience, that this probably won't be the last time we talk in this lifetime, because I'm just loving everything I hear about you. But I will say this, when I was a young man, as you were just describing yourself, I used to go and I used to buy these 40, you remember the 45 RPMs, you remember 45s on the music?
Sure.
Right? So I used to go buy a package of 45 RPMs at what was called the Atlantic Department Store. And this was when I was like, I don't know, 11, 12 years old. Then I would come back to my neighborhood. I would open up the bulkhead to the neighborhood, to my, like, my folks lived in a tenement house, you know, and I would sell to the neighborhood kids these 45 RPMs that I would buy like for 10 for like, I don't know, a couple dollars. And then I would sell them like, maybe it was $3-4, I don't know. And then I would sell like each one for like 79 cents and I'd make like, you know, quite a bit of profit, you know?
So. Yeah, I mean, and that's a whole entrepreneurial mindset, you know.
I know. So I was like 11 or 12, and I was, you know, hustling these RPMs, and then I was doing newspaper routes, and I was this kid banging on doors up and down the street. Could you see? Nobody thought at that point, and I never knew that I'd be Mr. Out Loud, but I was knocking on all these doors selling stuff. So I think there's some truth to what you're saying, that you're kind of born with some of this stuff, and you just sort of know, and you have an innate ability to do these things. But who gave you your first big break? Who was that person or somebody that who did that, Tara?
You know, I gotta say, I've had a lot of people, you know, help me throughout my life, of course. But my first big break, I would really have to give props to Kevin Harrington. You know, I met him, it's been about 3 years ago now, through a program that I went to, and he was one of the mentors. And, you know, through that program, I was able to meet him and Anthony Amos, who was also a mentor. And they really took me under their wing as, like, a sister. And, you know, it's just so awesome where someone at that level of where they are could be so nice and gracious as to help me out, you know, because I just, I mean, I literally was in the process of starting my publishing house. So it was kind of a concept at that point. But it was, I didn't even have a logo. I didn't have, you know, really the name of the company. I didn't even know. And they were literally one of the first people that I worked with to get their joint book published, How to Catch a Shark. And, you know, the fact that they took a chance on me shows the integrity of them. And really, I think how, you know, businesses and entrepreneurs run. I think if we help each other to boost each other up, you know, then we all become successful.
I would wholeheartedly agree about that, and I think that's one of the reasons why Malcolm and I decided to start The Enlightened Entrepreneurs, is to give an opportunity for other people who are business owners and leaders to hear how other entrepreneurs have made it big and what our successes and how we got there.
Exactly, because, I mean, I think, and this is just, you know, in the world in general and in life, that, you know, it's so much better to help people rise and instead of knock people down. You know, they always say, oh, the big bad world of, you know, businesses. Well, it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to take out someone's kneecap just in order for you to become successful. You know, there's better ways where we can help each other. And, you know, the ones that do take advantage of, you know, your niceness or your helping, I think they'll get their own karma in the end, and you really can't worry about it. It's like, hey, well, I did what I was supposed to do because I'm a good person, and that's just who I am. And, you know, their life will even itself out further down the road.
I would agree with that, Tara, and I always think the truth always comes out, so you know where it comes from, absolutely. Tara, next question for you. Your cardinal rule to becoming a standout entrepreneur or leader?
You know, this kind of goes back to, you know, what we were just talking about, is I'm just a big believer in being honest and telling people how I can help them, you know? Like, for me, when I talk to my authors and stuff, it's not a sales conversation. So, like, for one of my employees, you know, I'm training, I'm like, she's like, I can't do sales. I'm like, but it's not sales. All we're doing is having a conversation. You know, the authors have a need, and we have a solution. So there's really nothing scary about that. And I'm very honest with them. I will tell them what I can do, and I'll tell them what I can't do. Because there's really no point in lying or being the blue suede shoes, you know, kind of salesperson. Because, you know, if you can't fulfill it, then they're going to get, you know, upset, and rightfully so. So I just say, be honest. I think you should over-deliver and under-promise, and then, you know, everyone's going to be happy.
Yeah. You know, Tara, that is your cardinal rule is not too far off of mine. My cardinal rule in life is to say and do what it is you can say and do. So keep your word always. If you tell a client you're going to have it Friday noontime, deliver it Friday noontime. And if you don't, then you're an idiot. And that's the... You know, that's how I believe, Tara. I mean, keep your word. The one thing we all have going into the day, the meeting, whatever it is, Tara, it's our word. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is that if you can't trust someone to keep their word, then you can't do business with them.
Amen.
And unfortunately, sometimes it takes longer to find out people's personalities, you know, than others. But it's just, you know, at the end of the day, you will find out. And it's just, it's being consistent. And knowing, like, hey, you know, this person does what they say they're going to do. They deliver a great product. And sometimes things happen. Life isn't perfect.
That's
but
right.
If you do whatever you can to rectify the situation, you know, I think they'll be more happy about it in the long run.
Absolutely. What's the greatest success in your career, and how did you celebrate?
Well, you know, I was saying earlier, we do have numerous Amazon bestsellers, but our best book to date was a book called Plaintiff 101 by Karen Marquez that we released in September 15th of 2015. And she became a number one Amazon bestseller. We actually outsold John Grisham and pushed him down to spot number three for like 2 days.
Wow. Fantastic.
That is
so
awesome.
Yeah, if people know John Grisham, you know, he writes law books, which are fiction. My author's book was a nonfiction book about her four-year litigation process of being hit by a drunk driver, but they were in the same category. So we did what I have. You know, I have an Amazon bestseller campaign, which is, you know, a strong marketing tactic to make it become a bestseller. But in Amazon, if you look at the bestsellers, it's between 1 and 100. So if you get anywhere between 1 and 100, you're considered a bestseller. But to get number one in her category is really hard. So that was a really big accomplishment.
And how did you celebrate that, Tara? Did you do anything special?
Well, I was in Miami with a friend because I had a speaking engagement the next morning. So as we released the campaign that morning, I'm driving down, stopping at every Starbucks to get Wi-Fi through Alligator Alley and all that stuff where there isn't a Wi-Fi. To check to see, because Amazon does not tell you when you hit. They don't send you a nice little email like, hey, by the way, you know, you're also John Grisham. So I was checking the whole way, and it was about 10 hours after we released it. And, you know, so I'm in the hotel room. It's 11 o'clock at night. My author's like, oh, my gosh, we didn't hit. And I'm like, no, just have the faith, you know. And I had got some dinner and a bottle of wine, and I was sitting on the bed in the hotel room. And a little after 11, I clicked the refresh button, and boom, there she was, number one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was basically jumping up on top of the bed in the hotel with my bottle of champagne. I didn't have, not champagne, wine. So that's pretty much how we celebrated.
That is so awesome, Tara. Well, you know what? As an entrepreneur, I'm sure you have some kryptonite. What is your kryptonite?
Well, you know, for me, it's really about being a perfectionist. You know, I think sometimes when you spend too much time trying to be perfect with everything, it holds you back and it cripples you. So I constantly have to say to myself, you know what? It's good enough. You know, don't worry about it, or don't review those edits one more time. You know, it's going to be fine. Just send it off. So that's really, you know, my downfall is trying to make everything too perfect.
You know, Tara, I really kind of call that our own personal business hygiene. A lot of people don't have good personal business hygiene. You know that. And really, though, and you obviously do, and I do as well. I'm in the same boat you are. I'm a bit of a perfectionist lunatic. And you know what I've done in my life, Tara? I've had to kind of readjust that a little bit to just go for excellence. So I may not be, like, perfect. I love perfection, but I'm really just happy to get excellence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, it does, you know, it eats away at you, but, I mean, I guess it's kind of more irritating when, like, you hold yourself to really high expectations, and then, like, a client will come in and be upset, and you're like, you have no idea how many revisions I made on this thing before I even sent it to you.
Right. Now, tell me, I'm dying to find this out, how Tara Richter does this. How do you deal with difficult people?
Well, you know what I end up doing with them is I end up putting them into what I call lockdown.
I love it. Go ahead, explain that one, please.
It's kind of like my own personal jail, but they don't realize that they're in jail.
Woo!
Yes, I love it.
Because I've had a couple of clients that have been very difficult. And, you know, unfortunately, after we publish a book, we have an ongoing relationship forever because we have to give them the royalties, you know, they have to buy the books through us, all that kind of stuff. So what I had to do with one lady was I blocked her from social media. I blocked her from my cell phone. I put her email into a folder. It literally said crazy lady. So every time an email came in, it didn't go to my inbox. It just went to that folder, so it didn't bother me. So what I did is I controlled the chaos, and I'll go in and check that folder like once a week, you know, to see if she has any questions or issues, you know. But usually there's really no such thing as a book emergency, okay? So you're going to be fine.
Wow. Don't. I hope we never get on her bad side, Angie.
I was going to say, I don't want to mess with Tara, that's for sure. Girl on fire, she'll take us out.
She'll be in your jail.
Yes.
Life is too short, you know.
I love it.
I agree with it, Tara, and I think, you know, there's that old saying, the customer is always right. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think the customer is always necessarily right. We have to manage our expectations of our clients. So,
well, let me just say to you, Angie, and to Tara, the antidote to the customer is always right is the customer can be a pain in the ass.
True.
That they have. And, you know, and it's all about choosing your clients, you know, because I'm not desperate. I don't need people's money. You know, we're doing great. And I like to be selective and choose the good relationship. So it's a win-win situation for all of us.
Angie, I think that's a real key point that Tara brings out as you continue here, that we all need to take a pause in our lives and make sure we're working and dealing with the right people. Because, you know, Angie, life is far too short to be aggravated. You know that?
I agree. I'm always feel fortunate when I have great clients that, you know, communicate well, will pay on time, you know, all those sort of things. And when you have a client that's a PETA client, a pain in the butt type client, then, you know, you're better off to delete and move on. Absolutely. Tara, you know, I have a question for you relating to advice. What would you say is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
That's a really difficult one because I've been given a lot of advice. I've been given a lot of bad advice. So, honestly, to answer that, I think it would be choosing the advice that you accept, because I have been given so much bad advice that I followed, and then I was like, wow, that was not good for my company at all. You know, so you have to be careful, you know, of what advice that you choose and pick from people, because unfortunately, a lot of people out there, once they've seen become very successful, you know, whether they know it or not, their goal is to kind of cut you down and, you know, because they want to see you fail and not succeed.
Jealousy is a big problem out there. And if you're living your life out there and you're playing the jealous card, then forget about it. You'll never amount to being an enlightened entrepreneur or leader. You know that. So that's for certain.
Exactly.
Talking about advice, what advice would you give to someone just starting out in their career path? What would you say, Tara?
Well, for anyone out there, especially if they're, you know, starting a new business, because it's very difficult, it is not easy, and that's why, you know, most businesses fail in the first 5 years, but I would just say never give up, you know, just keep trucking along, keep trying, you know, as long as you're doing something every single day, whether it's one thing, one email, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other. The whole thing is if you just do one thing every single day and then you go back, look at the year, then you've done 365 things that have pushed you forward to your end goal.
Amen. Amen.
Malcolm, I find so interesting is that Tara is saying something very similar to another entrepreneur that we recently interviewed about never giving up. So this is a pretty common theme amongst these people
that we are
calling enlightened entrepreneurs.
And Angie, you remember that's the only magnet I own that is on my refrigerator that says, get a load of this, Tara, never give up, never give up, never give up.
Absolutely.
Three times it reminds you in case you forgot the first or second time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a point exactly, you know, what they're trying to get across, because it's difficult. And those, like I said, there's those days that you don't want to wake up early, those days that you don't want to go to 7 a.m. B&I meeting, and you're like, oh my God. But you know what? You get up, you show up, and you keep moving forward.
That's exactly it. So, Angie, don't give up now. Tell the next question, will you?
Well, you know what, Tara? I wanted to know, you know, say about never giving up. You must have made some sacrifices in your life through your career and being a business owner. What is the biggest sacrifice to date?
You know, I think I have to say probably my romantic relationships.
Oh, my.
That's a whole nother show, love.
Yeah, I actually had a radio show.
You had your own radio show?
Yeah, I had my own radio show at TN Talk for a while. Yeah. And it was called The Dating Jungle, and it was all about relationships.
Oh, wow. Dr. Ruth,
and
huh?
How difficult. Kind of. I think we just kind of talked and shared our crazy dating stories, you know, because as an entrepreneur, I think it's even more hard to date. It is so difficult because, you know, if you date a 9-to-5-er, you know, they don't get the entrepreneurial spirit, and they don't know why you're getting up at 3 a.m. to answer emails. You know, they think like you're cheating on them, and you're like, no, I'm doing edits on a book at 3 a.m. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so impressed, Tara, with your credentials and your answers to so many of these questions. I have what I think is the most profound question for you in just a second. I want to ask you to wrap up making your mark. But I also want to remind folks right now that to follow us back at AmericaOutloud.com. You'll find a whole lot going on there on our network site. And also, this show you'll find on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the podcasts. Sites, the Enlightened Entrepreneurs and America Out Loud. We hope you'll subscribe there, rate and review the show, and want to encourage you to come back often. And so, Tara, now the most, I think, a profound question to this whole segment. So here's the setting. Let me play this out for you. So, all right, here we are today, and you have an opportunity to talk back to yourself when you were 21 years old. Okay, so you're 21 years old now, and you know how we all are at 21 years old. And so now at this point of your life, you're going to have that chance to sit down and share 2 minutes with your 21-year-old self. What would you say?
Well, if I were to go in the Back to the Future car and visit myself, you know, the one thing that I would tell my 20-year-old self is that I know it's really difficult right now. I know you're going through a lot because my 20s weren't really easy. It was actually, like, probably, I would say, the most difficult time in my life, where for some people maybe, like, the most fun. Mine really wasn't. So for all the heartache and everything I went through, and, you know, I always felt like I didn't fit in because, you know, because I didn't, because I was an entrepreneur, but I didn't really know it at that time. You know, I just didn't fit into any job, business, friends. I didn't know any other business owners. I didn't know anyone who was like me. So it was very difficult, you know, to walk down a path like that alone. But I would just tell myself, you know, just keep plugging away, that everything is going to be worth it down the road, and it will all make up for itself, and you'll reap all the rewards, you know, of the difficulties, you know, down the road later in life.
Excellent, excellent advice.
Great advice.
Stay on that road, yeah. Tara, make sure we have all of your links so I can put them on this post and page, and we can send it out around the world. Tell folks about all the work you're doing. I'm anxious to find out more about your publishing company and all the wonderful things you have going on. So this has been very resourceful and enjoying for me. Also, Angie, one thought I have on this last question I want to kind of credit Tara with and see, yes, what you think about this. I kind of would like to reframe this question, this number 10, and call it the Tara Richter question in the future. And let's call let's call it the Back to the Future question. Isn't that a great way to sum that up?
Oh, I love that. Yes.
The Back to the Future question.
I do. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, like getting in Marty McFly's and the I can't remember the type of car it was called, but
yeah, I forget this moment, but
is
I know
it
what it is.
The DeLorean or something?
It is. It is.
Yes.
It is.
The DeLorean.
It is. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So let's call this Tara Richter. You made your mark here on the whole thing, but specifically question number 10 and your answer. And this is the Back to the Future question in the future for everybody to answer, Angie. So, Tara, it's been a blast. Thanks for being with us on the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. And don't make yourself a stranger. Come back, tell people about it, and in fact, send some of those fabulous entrepreneurs and leaders over to us so we can get them out there with their books and their knowledge, huh?
Absolutely, I will. And people, you know, they can contact me at my website, which is richterpublishing.com, if anybody wants to, you know, publish their own book and become an expert in their industry. Or, you know, on social media, I'm everywhere under Tara Richter on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, if people want to contact me there too.
Right. So get me all those contact points. We'll have them all on the post here, and people can just click and find out everything about you. I want everybody to know everything they can. And as soon as we can ahead, let's sit down, and maybe I can throw some business your way as well. Who knows? But Angie, great, great interview today.
Oh, I love it. Tara, you're my girl on fire. Very inspiring, and I keep going on, sister. Keep doing it. You're doing great.
That's it. Thanks for joining us on the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. We'll see you next time.
Ta-ta for now.